85 degrees in Kalamazoo. It is 4:08, 590 WKZO, and it is time for hour number two of the Jeremy Lawrence Show. Glad that you could be here with us. And you know what? Sometime this hour, we're going to be giving away those baseball tickets. So if you wanted to get those, and they're not actual tickets, actually. They're vouchers, which makes it even better.
Yeah, you can go to any regular season game you want.
There you go. Well, when they're home.
Yeah, when they're home, I mean.
Yeah, you can't take them and go to Lansing and try and. But, yeah, you'll have to go to a West Michigan Whitecap game.
Yes.
At Fifth Third Ballpark.
But, yes, home game.
But and I understand the park, they've got, they had that fire earlier in the year. Mm-hmm. And they've gotten past it, got things rebuilt, looking pretty nice from what I hear.
I'll have to make a trip up there and check it out.
So I have heard that. I have not actually been there to verify it, but I have a feeling that somebody might be going, yeah, you're absolutely right. It is nice. So anyway, we got those tickets, vouchers for tickets, I guess, we're going to be giving away a little bit later on, so make sure you're around for that. Now, I alluded to it a little bit ago, if you were listening at that point, when we were talking about that the state of Michigan has hired the same people that put together that website that has worked beyond all expectations, healthcare.gov. Yeah, see, and if that wasn't bad enough, you know how well that worked. Not. Anyway, well, that leads us to some other things, and I alluded to this earlier, that Obamacare is still having problems with some issues. First of all, there's a couple of different things. In California, now, get this. They said it was an effort to cut costs. They had to limit the number of doctors that were allowable under the California portion of Obamacare. But conflicting information went out as to whether people were covered with their doctor or not. There's an article that was in the LA Times, and it cites a woman that was getting cancer treatment. And she thought, okay, covered, everything's set, we're ready to go. Surprise, surprise, she gets a bill for $8,000 to cover her care, which was supposedly covered by her health insurance, but actually wasn't. And she's going, well, I don't even know how I'm going to pay for this. $8,000? Come on, that's why you have health insurance. But that was part of what they did, was the idea, well, we have to narrow it down to be able to make it cheaper. Now, there's part of that that bothers me already, because in the normal realm of economics, more supply, more people that are offering would indicate that there would be better prices. You know, think about that. If you're going to have to go out and buy, say, a tractor or something like that, you're not just going to go one place. You're going to go several places, price check and price mm-hmm. match, and check out, all right, what kind of features do they have? What's going on? What's it, and you'll want a lot of options. And when you go through a lot of options, you find out that, it might actually be a little bit cheaper. So I would think more doctors would make things cheaper, but not, according to the people that run this thing, which makes me wonder, just how screwed up is this, that less is more and more is less, and All right. My head's spinning on that one, and chances are yours is too. But that's just one problem that's been brought up. This other one was really, really interesting. There's a watchdog group keeping an eye on the Department of Health and Human Services. I know, thank God. But they said that the government officials were unable to verify, you ready for this, the citizenship and income levels of millions of people late last year when they were signing up for health care coverage under Obamacare. Yeah, let me say that again, because you're sitting here going, what? They couldn't do what? They were unable to verify income levels for millions of people, which the IRS knows that stuff. And they couldn't even verify the citizenship of people that were signing up. And this is for citizens only. Hello? Well, they released a report saying there were 2.9 million pieces of data that proved difficult to resolve, and that the federal Obamacare exchange was only able to resolve about 300,000 of them. Do the math. That's 2.6 million inconsistencies that the government can't figure out. They can't get it all figured out that, well, wait a minute, this person isn't a citizen when they said they were. Wait a minute, this person's making more money than what they actually said. This person is, they qualify for, you know, for different affordability programs, and they really shouldn't. These are the kind of things that have happened with this system. Additionally, because of the federal marketplace's inability to resolve most inconsistencies, we were unable to determine the number of applicants who have exceeded the 90-day inconsistency period. And they did extend some of that for people that were showing good faith effort in obtaining documentation. But think about that. 2.9 million pieces of data that they could not verify. And then, okay, well, we could verify 300,000 of them. Leaves 2.6 million pieces of data. And apparently, for the time frame they were looking at, according to some of this, they said only 10,000 cases were actually closed during the period that was covered by the report. This is the problem with this sort of thing. You know what? We've talked about it how many times here? But it gets down to the whole idea of, you know what? Healthcare is not affordable these days. Costs are going up. We talked about it last week. We're looking at health insurance prices are going to go up 3 times the rate of inflation. Now, mind you, this is basically what it's been doing for years and years. Obamacare hasn't changed that. So acknowledge, yeah, we've got a problem. We've got issues with healthcare costs. They're going up ridiculously. It takes a real leap of logic to say, you know what? The organization that has managed to screw up just about everything that they've touched, and we could review that, the VA, Medicare, Medicaid, Social Security, tell me they're all working perfectly. We know better. We know better. The organization that has screwed up just about everything it's put its fingers on is going to have a hand in making healthcare more affordable. You know, we all should have said, no, wait a minute, hold on a minute. You want the organization that makes things more expensive to get involved with lowering healthcare costs. Right, yeah, that'll work, sure. And, you know, I say we should have spoke up, we did. Think back to 2010. When Obamacare was passed, how many people said, we don't want it? I was one of those people that joined you. I wrote to and called my congressmen, my senators at the time, and said, look, I don't want it. I don't want you voting for this. If you do, I will not elect you as dog catcher, let alone what you're holding office for right now. They got the message. Well, two of the three at the time. I was living in a state that had one Democratic senator, one Republican senator. And it seems like the Democratic senator went for it. Oddly enough, he didn't run for re-election after that. Imagine!
I wonder why.
But that's what it comes down to. You know, we looked at this with the logic of let's get government involved to make it better. Somebody tell me what government has managed to fix over the course of, I'm hard pressed to come up with it apart from going, yeah, we've managed to win a few wars. Just simply because the military is the best in the world. And the government can do that well. For the most part. There's some things they shouldn't be spending money on there. We know that. But by and large, military works. Other than that, think about this. We've had VA problems. We've had problems with Social Security that date back to both sides of the aisle that have given it trouble. We've had problems with, you name it. I could go on and on and on and on and on about the problems that the government has created. And it's this whole idea of let's get the government involved. Well, now we're seeing what happens when the government gets involved. Now, the government has records of who is a citizen and who isn't. They at least have records of who a citizen would be. They also have records in this dandy little place called the IRS where they can tell at a glance, supposedly, what a person has made over the course of a year. And, you know, it's one thing if you're on a site like healthcare.gov to be able to say, all right, well, it's this. If it's close to this and it's actually that, okay. If it's as long as it's like within, you know, a few hundred bucks, okay, all right, yeah, then we'll let that pass. That's no big deal. But if you've got the IRS behind you being able to say, you know what, we know what people make, and you have a system also with the government, and they can't get the two together to talk to one another, that's a problem. But more importantly than that, you've got a government that doesn't even know who their citizens are. And so you've got people signing up for health care benefits that might not even be here legally or might not be citizens of the United States. That's a problem. And I think the other problem, the problem that, you know, we talk about all the things that are going to make health care more affordable. There was one thing the Affordable Care Act did not address. At, you know, 2,500 pages, you would have think it would have got around to this one. But it didn't. Story in USA Today, and this was in there as of yesterday. Supply won't meet growing demand for primary care. Talks about how federally funded programs will add at least 2,300 new primary care practitioners by the end of 2015. But funding for one of these programs is set to expire at the same time. Add to it all of the people that were added on because of Obamacare, because of Medicaid and all of that sort of thing. You know what? That's not looking so good. The U.S. expected to need 52,000 more primary care physicians by the year 2025. That's according to a study by the Robert Graham Center. Now, think about this. We could have done something about that. We could have done something to be able to address that. But no, you know what? We're going to put a big bureaucracy in the way. We're going to put this website that can't see its head from a hole in the ground in the middle of it all. And that ought to work. That'll make things more affordable. Yeah, I know. You're laughing along with me, definitely. Well, if you'd like to be a part of the conversation, you can feel free to do so at 382-4280, 877-382-4280. You can also text us 80373. You can let us know what you think about things. We'll share the appropriate comments as we go throughout the program today. All right, before we head for the phones, I'm getting a signal that we have a timeout for traffic. For that, we head to Michael.
Yes, got a call from a listener. Wanted everyone to know that eastbound I-94 at the Water Valley exit is backed up. We don't know why. It could be due to a possible accident. But just be careful when you go through that region, and you might be sitting there a while. So I think he said he was taking Red Arrow Highway. So if you want to get off there at the Water Valley exit, take Red Arrow Highway, you might be able to avoid all that.
Okay, so there you go. There is that. If you see any other traffic issues or anything like that, feel free to give us a call, 382-4280, or you can text it to us, 80373, and we will share your info with everybody else, you know, because we're all helping each other out. It's just the way it is. Talking about Obamacare, the problems, the things that are going on with it, taking your calls as well, 877-382-4280. Head to the phones right now to chat with Bob. Hi, Bob. Welcome to the program.
Hey, Jeremy. You know, you're sitting here, you're talking about the government ought to be able to know how much money we make because of the IRS.
Mm-hmm.
You're talking about a department that, one, loses the emails because the hard drive crashed.
Uh-huh.
And then everybody that she has emailed, their hard drive must have crashed too because they can't find the other end of the email.
Well, and I think you know,
you ought to be on some sort of enterprise system because I believe Sarbanes-Oxley would apply with them. Or they have to keep records of all that stuff.
Well, and I think you and I know better. I mean, I've read some articles that indicate the IRS had a company backing up their files, everything. So that stuff is out there somewhere. Yeah, I just don't know that they're willing to find
it.
No, certainly not.
I'm completely surprised that they're even giving us numbers of how many people don't fit within the requirements that they signed up under.
Well, it is amazing, and I think my understanding is that this watchdog group is set up by, it was basically something of a compromise. Republicans asked that a watchdog group be set up, and in return, they were not going to keep up with the government shutdown that was taking place at that particular time. So my understanding is it grew out of that. Otherwise, we wouldn't be hearing about it at all.
Right. Exactly.
All right. Bob, I appreciate your call today. Thank you.
Have a good one.
All right. Head from Bob to Jeff standing by in Richland. Hi, Jeff. Welcome to the program.
Hi, Jeremy. How are you doing this afternoon?
Doing just fine.
Well, I got some interesting information here. I was listening to you talking about the health care increase and for everybody.
Mm-hmm.
I did a little quick web research here on my phone. Time Magazine reported that over the last 10 years that health care premium cost has gone up 131%.
Mm-hmm.
While inflation was up 28%.
Sure.
So, you know, obviously this isn't something that's being driven by strictly by Obamacare, and I don't know.
Certainly not.
You know, and I'm not saying that government is a solution, but I mean, obviously, I don't know if it's you know, these healthcare companies. You know, some of the local hospitals have been bought up by for-profit companies, and obviously, you know, they're wanting to get their shareholders more money. Tort reform is an obvious problem that Congress refuses to address.
Mm-hmm. And they should.
And doctors, you know, I can't say that, you know, I'm not blaming them either, but, you know, because if they don't do every single test that's out there known to mankind, you know, they're going to get sued. So it's kind of a vicious cycle. So I don't know what the answer is, but I just thought I'd pass on those couple of facts there to you.
Well, and I do appreciate the statistics. I mean, you know, I was just going off of the 1 year that we're hearing about in the state of Michigan that we shared. I think it was last week sometime we shared that. But I do appreciate those statistics. I'm sure they're right on the money.
Yeah, you're looking at about four times the rate of inflation increase on the average, it looks like to me, over just doing a quick math here. So.
Yeah, 4.67%.
All right, there's our mathematician.
Yeah, 4.67 times more is what I was going for.
There you go. This is why we keep Michael around.
All right, he's doing the job.
I got a handy calculator on the computer that can help me.
All right.
Well, you didn't have to give that away. Come on.
Oh, darn. I gave away my secrets.
Jeff, thanks for your call. I appreciate it.
You guys have a great afternoon.
All right. And you know what? We're going to continue chatting with you here on the Jeremy Lawrence Show. You know, there's some problems here. And I don't know that Obamacare has made it any better. In fact, I wonder if it hasn't made it worse. We'll keep talking about it with you as we continue ahead. Keep it right here. And if you'd like to be a part of the program, 877-382-4280 or 80373 as we continue ahead. Six degrees in Kalamazoo. It's 590 WKZO, the Jeremy Lawrence Show. And talking about Obamacare, some of the different problems that they're having at this point. Not only what the program has not focused on, which is supply of primary care physicians. We talked about that over and over and over. But the program also, you know, there's confusion about what's being covered, what isn't being covered. There's confusion about what in the world the system can even do to put together, all right, you're making how much? Let's verify that. No, we can't do that. You say you're a citizen. Well, we can't verify that either.
And how can they not verify that?
I mean, you're the flipping government, for crying out loud.
You have it on record. I mean, come on.
You don't know that this person's a citizen and this person isn't. It just boggles the mind to think about the different things that we've gone through with this. I think, you know, the program is something that, you know, people have said it was going to be an absolute train wreck. Well, so far, yeah, it's that. It's definitely that. We're going to continue discussing with you some of the news of the day. Also got some baseball tickets to give away. You know what? Keep it right here. You'll find out when we'll do it. Eighty-six degrees in Kalamazoo, 590 WKZO, 438. So we had Michael bopping his head over there just a little bit ago. I don't know.
Yeah,
just kind of digging into the tunes a little bit. So all right, he's going to dig into the tunes, which by the way have stopped, and he's still doing it. I don't know how it works, but there he is. While he's doing that, you know what? I think I'll give you some baseball tickets. How about that?
Oh, good. I have a question.
Oh. I was hoping to keep him occupied with the music. I'm sorry, I keep working on
it. The song's stuck in my head, but I'm still here.
All right. Well, anyway, what we've got for you is, you call it a family four-pack, call it a friend four-pack, whatever it is, it's four tickets. Four tickets to see the West Michigan Whitecaps. Now, here is the pardon the pun, capper for you. These are tickets for whatever game you want to go to, whatever home game for the Whitecaps that you want to attend before the end of the season. You just take these to the box office and say, yeah, need some tickets. They'll get them for you, and that's it. It's great. Doesn't get much better than that. All right. Here's what you need to do to win yourself some tickets. And I know you want to win tickets because you tried to call earlier. When I said tickets giveaway, you were like, oh, no, let me get the phone. All right. You know what? Now's the time. Calmly get up. That's fine. Calmly breathe. Okay. Pick up the phone and dial this. If you're local, 382-4280. All right. But okay. Now, if you're not local, all right, there is a way to do this toll free. 877-382-4280. All right. That's how you get a hold of us. And because Michael is apparently on top of his game, he's come up with a dumb, stupid, ridiculous trivia question. So you'll have to be able to answer this question in order to win the tickets.
Okay, here's the question.
All right, I hope it's easy.
I think this one's pretty easy.
Okay.
The West Michigan Whitecaps are the minor league affiliate for what major league team?
The Whitecaps, the minor league affiliate for what team? Wow. Just have to... if you can scratch that answer out a little bit, maybe roar a little. I don't know. Anyway, give us a call, 382-4280, 877-382-4280. And as we continue ahead with the program, not only will we share who you have to hit up for tickets, but also we'll talk about something that Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell is saying he's going to do if Republicans get control of the Senate. You'll find this interesting. We'll talk about it as we continue ahead on the Jeremy Lawrence Show on 590 WKZO. WKZO. It is the Jeremy Lawrence Show. 444. Just grateful to you. You're spending the time with us. And Michael is now with us because he's managed to pry himself away from the conversations you've been having with him. Because we had occasion to give away some tickets. Some baseball tickets. Tickets to the game you'd like to go to, which makes it even better. So somebody's going to get a chance to go to a Whitecaps game, and that person is...
Well, before we actually get to that, there's one traffic note I'd like to pass along.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, we'll take a timeout from Michael to do a timeout for traffic with Michael. All right, I'm confused.
That makes no sense, but whatever.
Whatever.
Okay, the traffic lights between I-94 and Parkview on Oakland Drive, they're still malfunctioning. They're still blinking, so treat it as a four-way stop while you're going through there. Hopefully, they'll get it corrected sometime soon, and the lights will be back in working order. But just be careful when driving through there.
We're closing in on the rush, so might be better. If you're thinking, you know what, I'm going to have to go through there, think about going somewhere else. Mm-hmm. That might be the best choice because it's going to be bottlenecked through there. All right. Anyway, now we go from talking to Michael to talking to Michael.
Yes, that makes sense.
Go ahead.
Okay, so our winner was Dave from Kalamazoo.
All right, so Dave's taking us to the game. Good, all right. Dave just panicked. I could tell. No, I'm not.
He's like, no, I've already chosen the three people I already wanted to go with.
No, relax, Dave. That's fine. We can get our own tickets, all right? That's cool. All right. Anyway, so Dave won because he knew something that, quite frankly, if you're even a mild baseball fan, you know.
And the question was, the West Michigan Whitecaps are the minor league affiliate for what major league team?
The Montreal Expos. Oh, no.
No, they're no longer in existence, Jeremy.
No, I know the answer to this one. This is the Tigers, of course. Yes. So there you go. It's just that simple to win yourself some tickets. And who knows? We might do this again sometime. I don't know.
I'll come up with some more Whitecaps trivia, too.
Well, is that what you're doing?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
I tried to make it a theme now with, you know, the movies and baseball tickets.
I thought you were just coming up with some dumb, stupid, ridiculous trivia, you know. So
that's themed.
Themed, dumb, stupid, ridiculous trivia.
For the most part, it's themed. We'll go with that.
And I thought it was themed just because it was dumb and stupid. Okay, now I know. It's themed and dumb, stupid, ridiculous. Okay, well, that's good.
The name just keeps getting longer.
You know, if it gets any longer, we're going to have somebody announce the name. You know?
Yes, it'll take 1 hour to announce the name.
Oh, I don't know if that's such a good idea. Anyway,
probably not.
All right, but you know, Dave's going to get to enjoy a game here. So, congrats, Dave, on winning those tickets, and lots of fun. You're going to have lots of fun heading to the game, definitely. Well, Mitch McConnell, or as I like to call him, Senator Constipation. See, people are laughing, but you know what I'm talking about. When you see a picture of the man, he constantly has that look. When you hear him speak, yes, we're going to do that. The president, oh, man. He just has that look. I don't know what it is, but the man takes horrible pictures. Regardless, Mitch McConnell, he is the Senate Minority Leader on behalf of Republicans, and you know, there's been thoughts that in this particular election year, Republicans could take control of the Senate. Well, one of the things that Mitch McConnell has said that he would like to see is to have a bill put before the Senate that would put a ban on abortion at 20 weeks. Now, we'll dig into the specifics of what he wants to do here. He said, and this was based on something that happened in November. Senator Lindsey Graham introduced a bill that would ban abortions after 20 weeks of pregnancy in the United States unless the woman is a victim of rape or incest or her life is in danger. According to McConnell, he says the Democratic majority in the Senate prevented any action on the bill. Well, in May, 32 Republican senators, including Mitch McConnell, signed a letter imploring Harry Reid to bring the bill for a vote. Yeah, good luck on that happening. I don't know that that's going to happen. But, says 73, of course, Roe v. Wade, women have a right to an abortion up until the fetus would be viable outside the womb, which doctors estimate to occur around 22 to 24 weeks, is what they're saying. So, Mitch McConnell says, you know what? He didn't like the fact that Harry Reid was blocking the vote. He's saying, you know what? I might be a better scheduler than Harry Reid would be. He says, in a Republican Senate under my leadership, we would have the kind of real debate on the issues that the American people want. And he talked about how Republicans are winning the debate on abortion. This is for 6 years the president has been isolated from this growing movement. He'll be forced to listen to the cause that brought us all here to this morning. And he was talking to a group on a pro-life group when he was making that speech. It says Senate Democrats would be forced to take a stand. Now, I'm curious because, you know, I think there's an awful lot of thoughts about this. I'm curious what you would think about that sort of thing. 20 weeks, or even if they said, all right, 22, 24, somewhere around there, because doctors would say that a fetus is viable, can grow on its own outside the womb at that point. If that's the case, at that point, what do you think about that? Would you support a ban on abortion at that particular point? And do you think it's something that the Senate really ought to tackle at this particular point in time? I'd love to hear your angle on it. And you feel free to give us a call and talk to us about it. 382-4280, 877-382-4280. Also, text us, 80373, and you could share your insights with us. Preferably insights that make sense, but you know what? If they don't make sense, share them anyway. Might be good for a chuckle. You never know. But, you know, I find it interesting. Mitch McConnell is doing this. He's talking about this. He was talking about this in front of a pro-life group, but it's also a situation where he's dealing with a rather competitive race to keep his seat. It's been pretty competitive. He is up by about 2 percentage points as of the end of last month. That's over his Democratic opponent in the state of Kentucky. So and things like that, you would think he would have kind of like, all right, we'll shy away from talking about that. But he's coming out very boldly pro-life in this. And yes, of course, he was talking to a pro-life group. So what else is he going to do? Is he going to come out and go, well, you know what? I believe in what you have to say, but I'm really not going to do much about it, you know. It's not too many politicians are going to come out and say, you know what, I love you, I want your vote, and I'm not going to do one thing to help you out.
That's not good.
There are politicians that end up doing that. There's plenty of politicians that do that sort of thing. I can think of one sitting at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue right now that's done that. But nevertheless, he's talking about this. I wonder if it's really the kind of thing, you know, there's two sides of this, because I've said on this program before, I'm pro-life, and it's just a personal set of beliefs, what I believe. I honestly think that the whole pro-life, pro-abortion, whatever it is, it's an issue that is not going to be solved by government intervention. I think it's going to be solved by people talking to one another and saying, you know what? Here's why I believe that. And get down to the core of their conviction on it, not just simply because, you know what, because I believe it. Or because I'm a Republican. Or because... get down to the core base of your conviction and say, you know what, I honestly believe with all my heart that that is a life in there. And that to abort that life violates the rights of a person that has been created. You know, and that's where you stop and have the conversation with people and be able to convince them, look, here's what it is. Here's what abortion does. And if you do it from the standpoint of saying, you know what, this is a person in there, that's a life, you are depriving them the right to exist. And by the way, abortions do this, this, and that. You put those two together and you can understand why the average person who believes in the pro-life cause, their stomach turns. And if you follow up on that and figure out what an abortion looks like, what it is and that kind of thing, yeah, your stomach's going to turn a little bit. Now, if you believe in the, if your side is pro-choice and you're saying, all right, you know what, I believe in this, then let's have a discussion and let's discuss. All right, why do you believe that? Why is that your core conviction? Why deep down do you believe with all your heart that's the way that it goes? That's the way that we're going to end up convincing one another on this issue, not through necessarily legislation or anything like that. I'm intrigued by the whole idea of the legislation because I'm like, well, all right, you know what? Yeah, that's better than... you know, that, and we all heard about that back, you know, when they were talking about the whole partial birth abortion and that kind of thing where they partially deliver and then deprive of life. You know, we've heard of that one. That one, I think, you know, a lot of people would say, yeah, no, that's bad. Yeah, no. And in this case, yeah, all right, 20, 22 weeks, that kind of thing. I would tend to think, all right, that's a good spot to do it. But at the same time, I wonder, for a couple reasons. First of all, for the reasons I gave you, the idea that, you know, is this really something that we are going to be able to legislate our way through? Or are we going to be able to talk to one another one-on-one about it and be able to come up with things like that? I think, you know, the other part of this, though, is look at where we are in our lives right now. You know, the problems that we are facing. And the problems we're facing are not problems where we're sitting here going, you know what, let's talk about abortion. Let's talk about, you know, this and that and the other, whatever it is. We're at a time where we need to be able to talk about some of the things that matter to us, the economy, jobs, health care, which, as you know, I think has been made worse recently. These are the things we need to seek solutions on. And should we really seek solution on this right now? I don't know. I really don't know. It's kind of why I wonder about it. And we'll continue discussing this, but I'm getting an indication we've got some more traffic issues to talk about. So we'll take a time out for traffic. And for that, we go to Michael.
This traffic tip coming in from a texter letting everyone know that a traffic light is malfunctioning at Westinge Avenue and Shearing Road out in Portage. So just be careful when going through that area. Treat it as a four-way stop.
And that area particularly busy out in that
yes,
area.
Yes, very
so,
busy.
So that is one area if you have to pass through there. There are alternate routes around there. There definitely are. So finding one, you just find one, get around it. It might be easier because there will be a backup in that area. I can guarantee it. So and continue. If you've got traffic notes and that kind of thing, 80373, and you can text it to us when you're in a safe place, please, by all means. Or you can give us a call, 382-4280, and share those traffic tips. We'll do that for you. But I think, you know, I don't know that there are, you know, and there are people, and the piece that I'm getting this from the Huffington Post, and I think they're kind of looking at it with the idea of, let's make fun of the funny conservative. Let's make fun of the silly Republicans that believe this is mainstream. I don't think this is quite as far-fetched as people on the left think it is, or at least are trying to make you think that it is. Life is a 50-50 issue when it comes to this, life versus abortion. It's a 50-50 issue. So I can see there is some reality behind the idea of, you know what, bringing that up and having an honest discussion about it is a good idea. And maybe it is. To be able to say, all right, we know where our leaders stand on this. And as someone who votes, it's important that you know where your leaders stand on things. That's a way to get the word out there. Because let's face it, what politician is going to come along, particularly in an election year, and go, here's where I stand on things? I wish they would. But they don't do that. Because they know, all right, that's going to be one of the more polarizing things. But I think we do need to demand to know what our leaders think about things. Now, should we do that through legislation? I don't know. I don't know about that. I mean, there's a part of me that kind of doubts that a little bit, that that's all that great of an idea. But that said, you know, for my fondness of saying, you know what, particularly when an election's on, we need to know where leaders stand. We need to know where people that want the job or want the job again, where they stand on different issues. So from that standpoint, I might be persuaded that that's a good idea to be able to say, all right, just from the standpoint of talking about it. And let's face it, we would be talking about it, but Republicans are not likely to take a 60-seat majority in the Senate so that they can close any debate on it. It would likely just be a debate. But I wonder if the debate wouldn't be somewhat instructive for voters, for people involved, to be able to see where leaders stand on things. I think that would be good from that standpoint.
If we knew where they stood, we would vote for them or decide not to vote for them.
There you go. Just that simple. All right. You know what? Tomorrow, I'm going to have some baseball going on, so we'll have a shortened show, but we'll be back at it on Thursday. And hopefully you can join us either tomorrow for a short show or Thursday at 3 o'clock. Till then, Have yourself a great evening.
Kalamazoo's news, weather, and traffic station is 590 WKZO. Kalamazoo.